the conference was, I mean, it was largely a celebration. And so the International Campaign Against Nuclear Weapons is a campaign that it's a coalition of organizations across the world. I think it's over 400 at this point that pushed for non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, and in particular, in the past 5 years, have been pulling together a treaty at the United Nations to make nuclear weapons illegal. It's the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and so this past summer, they successfully had 122 countries come together to make this treaty a reality within the United Nations.
The United States is not one of the countries that is signed on to this treaty. Am I correct on that?
No, that is correct. The United States, and in fact, no nuclear state, any country with nuclear weapons, has indicated the interest or desire to sign on to the nuclear ban treaty. It's a lot of work that we have to do. In fact, the first meeting that we had in Oslo, we sort of broke up into different groups, and one group was, you know, folks dealing with press issues and media issues. One group was dealing with how to move this campaign in umbrella states, also called weasel states, and those are the states that the countries that host nuclear weapons for nuclear armed countries, and then the group that I was a part of met, and that was the advocates and the campaigners who are pushing for the treaty within nuclear armed countries like the United States, and those are really the those are the countries that we're most focused on, because of course that's the goal is to get all of the nuclear weapons abolished in the world.
What do you do to advance this campaign in the United States? I mean, it doesn't seem to me that nuclear proliferation is an issue that comes to mind when you ask someone on the street what are the things you're most concerned about.
Yes, that although I have to say, during the era of Trump and particularly what's been going on with North Korea, the issue of nuclear war is at the forefront of some people's mind. It is certainly the case that the issue of nuclear war, nuclear weapons, and the threat that they pose to all of humanity is more in the minds of citizenry in other countries. It is a rising concern in the United States, and justifiably so. I mean, it is an issue that is really only paralleled by climate change.
Why is this an issue that has particular significance for your local group in Northampton?
It's important because the Resistance Center for Abuse and Justice came out of the Western Mass program of the American Friends Service Committee, and that program, founded in 1968, was by Frances Crowe, and Frances's work and her activism, in fact, started, I believe, the day after the bombing of Hiroshima. And so this has been a concern of hers. It's been a concern of the American Friends Service Committee. It's now a concern of the Resistance Center for Peace and Justice. This has been the work that we have been doing for decades now, whether it's around nuclear power or nuclear weapons, whether it was the Sane Freeze movement, whether it was the Clamshell Alliance that protested the building of the Seabrook nuclear plants in New Hampshire. This has been an issue that has been in the work of the Resistance Center and the AFSC before it for a very long time.